Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Wednesday, everybody. We got a big day planned here on the show today. I got guests in the studio, and we'll have Dr. Anderson on the phone with us. At the same time, we got Dale Kinnemer and Kent Watkins from SEI Agrotech in here. First, let's get on with some weather real quick. Pretty simple, actually. All western Oklahoma, except for a little bit of north central Oklahoma, were basically either 34, 35, or 36. Pretty simple. Cherokee, you're 26. Lahoma, you're 29. Medford is the coldest spot in the state at 23. And out here in the panhandle of Texas, Lipscomb, you're 36. Miami's 36. Dozier's 34. So is Wellington. Childress is 33. And Odell is 35. All right. Got a big day going, so we're going to get on with it here. Things overnight, let's see what happened overnight in trading. Wheat futures were lower in overnight trading amid favorable weather in the U.S. Southern Plains, where hard red winter wheat varieties are overwintering. Snow is possible in the region Thursday and Friday, according to the National Weather Service, which will provide a protective layer from the extreme cold. Plus, we need a little bit of moisture. Winds will be moderate from 10 to 20 throughout the day on Thursday. Corn futures declined slightly in overnight trading despite signs of demand for U.S. supplies. Exporters sold 110,000 metric tons of corn to Colombia for delivery in the 24-25 marketing year that started on September 1st, according to the United States Department of Agriculture. Said in a report yesterday, that's the first major sale reported by the agency since the year started. Wheat futures for March delivery fell 2¾ cents to 5.39¾ bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures lost 3 cents to 5.52¾ a bushel. March corn was down 2 cents to 4.55¾ a bushel. Soybean futures for March delivery rose 1¼ to 9.98½ a bushel. Soy meal declined $2.40 to 301.10 a short ton, and soy oil rose 0.61 cents to 41.86 cents a pound. Soybean production in Argentina in the 24-25 marketing year is forecast at 52 million metric tons, and changed from the latest estimate, according to the USDA. The Ag Department in November had projected 51 million metric tons before raising it in its outlook last month. So nothing new there. Storms, they're happening everywhere. Winter storm warnings have been issued for much of Arkansas, with several inches of snow, according to the National Weather Service. As much as 6 inches of snow are expected in the state as the storm rolls through starting tomorrow afternoon. Travel is expected to be very difficult. Southeastern Oklahoma will see mixed precipitation associated with the same storm, 3 to 5 inches of snow. Here in western Oklahoma, I'll let you know tomorrow when it starts what we're going to get. Not much. All right, let's see. Let's go ahead and do the Lipscomb dealerships grain market update with present prices. When I looked at it earlier, it did not look very good. Let me update it real quick. And come on, baby. There we go. Presently, right now, corn for March is 455 down 2¾. May is 463 down 2½. Soybeans for January, 990 down 1¾. March is 998 down, or nope, let me back up, 1¼. Soybean meal, January, 292.90 down 240. March is 303.40 down 10 cents. Soybean oil for January, 40.98 up 26. Hard red winter wheat, March, 550 down 5¼. May is 559 down 5½. Cotton for this coming July is 70.62 down 13. Oil out of West Texas, February, 73.34 down 91. And natural gas just keep creeping up, February, 361. The NASDAQ, Dow, and SP are all in the red today. So is cattle. Live cattle for February, 194.35 down 122. April is 196.17 down 160. Feeders for January, 265.52 down 287. And March is 264.60 down 332. And first time I've seen lean hogs in the green, the black, in the last 2 weeks. February, 79.47 up 30. All right, the day is the Taylor Ranch happy hour. And I have a six-pack of Sweet Barbecue seasoned beef sticks. I got some here. I got some at 100.1 KWFX up in Woodward, so everybody can play. No complaining. Promise you, I'm going to get your gloves up there. So here is the question of the day, and I'm going to take the third person to text in on the correct answer. Cattlemen's Congress is currently having events in Oklahoma City. What day is geared towards commercial cattlemen? Cattlemen's Congress, currently going on in Oklahoma City at the fairgrounds right now, is having events. Which day is geared towards the commercial cattlemen? Third person who gets the correct answer gets a six-pack of Sweet Barbecue seasoned beef sticks, snack sticks from Taylor Ranch. More on the Taylor Ranch coming up here in just a moment. We're going to go ahead and take a Taylor Ranch break. When we come back, I'll have your ag weather update for out in the Texas Panhandle. And I'll be talking with Mr. Dale Kinnemer, Kent Watkins from SEI Agritech, and Dr. Harry Anderson from Total Feeds. We'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, December 20th, 2012. Head were sold. 9 head of steers at 433 brought 375. 7 at 506 brought 330. 12 at 520 brought 327.50. 10 at 596 brought 277.50. 6 at 650 brought 265. 10 head of heifers at 394 brought 347.50. 19 at 468 brought 312.50. 4 at 469 brought 322.50. 9 at 517 brought 287.50, 14 at 696 brought 229.50, 6 at 718 brought 246, butcher cows were 36 to 139, butcher bulls brought 108 to 150, red cows were 1200 to 3050, pairs brought 1700 to 3775, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Again, scent bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, Maraca, senor. But his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
From pump to pivot. Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the Taylor Ranch Happy Hour. Out here in the Texas Panhandle, Canadian, year 36 with a wind chill of 29. And what else we got here? Humidity's 51, dew point's 20. The winds are out of the southwest at 9 with wind gust up to 12. Peak wind gust today, 20 miles an hour. 655 minutes of sub-freezing already today. 8-inch soil temperature, 38 degrees. All right. In the studio with me right now is Mr. Dale Kinnemer, rancher, farmer here in Beckham County and probably parts of Greer County. I don't know where all of his land is, but then maybe in Washita County, I don't know. But and then also we got Kent Watkins in here with SEI Agritech. And also on the phone with me is Dr. Harry Anderson from Total Feeds. And we got a big day planned. Guys, thanks for coming on. Kent, we talked about Total Feeds last month. Right. And if you got any questions at all for any of the my guests on the show today, 580-225-9697. Do not be bashful about, I won't mention your name unless I know you. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, I won't mention your name. If you got a question, we'll let Dr. Anderson or Dale or Kent see if we can answer them.
I bet we can.
Kent started off about with Total Feeds.
Okay, well, Dale brought Total Feeds to me probably 3 months ago or something like that. And I've known about Total Feeds for a while, but we had an opportunity to get it in the store, and we did, because I know that they're great products. It's not just horse feed. They've got dog feed and
cattle feed. Goat.
Yep, they've got everything. So, and then I've gotten to visit with Dr. Anderson. So we've just taken it for us since then, and I wanted to get him on, especially for equine people, so that they could have a better understanding of what's going on with their horses when something goes wrong. It may just be nothing more than feed.
Right.
So.
Well, we talked a little bit about the feed last month when you came on.
Right.
We touched on what this feed by itself does compared to some of the methods people are feeding their horses.
Right. And I want Dr. Anderson to explain that more in depth.
Okay.
Because, you know, you can get the surface with me, but he can get in depth with it.
Okay. Yeah, he was too busy for us last month. He was, like, playing out there at the finals.
Yeah, he was at the national finals.
Yeah, and Dr. Anderson, I can hear you in the background there shuffling cards or something. I don't know what you're doing back there, but when I said a while ago I was going to make you famous, that didn't mean it was a good thing.
So. That'll always work.
All right. Just wanted to make sure. Dale, thanks for coming on the show. Your first time on the show.
Yep, first time, and who knows if it's the last or not. Y'all decide that.
Okay. Well, anyway, well, you, like Kent said, you brought Total Equine feed to Kent. How long you been using it?
Well, I've actually been using Total Feed not for a long time. Last spring, I was in Lexington, Kentucky at a horse show, and in the iced tea line right behind me was Harry Anderson. And he didn't know this, but 35 years ago, I knew Harry. He was a consulting nutritionist at a feed yard in the Panhandle that I worked with, and we briefly met and worked together then. You know, we had gone separate ways doing different things, and he was in line. I reintroduced myself to him. Had the opportunity to visit with him about his line of feed and the opportunity to get it brought into western Oklahoma, because there's just a huge void of dealerships they had here, and jumped on that chance to get hooked up with him. He's a brilliant man, outstanding nutritionist, and with my ties with Kent, we were able to get it inside a storefront, and everything's going forward from there.
What's the name of this bad to the bone horse I hear you have out there?
Well, we started raising horses, just trying to create our own rope horses because we couldn't afford to go buy a finished one. Through that, some people that I did some business with and associated with, Mark and Sherry Lewis, they owned a really, really nice son of Metallic Cat. This horse's name is Showcat. They've had him since he was a yearling. They've trained him. They've showed him. He's a spectacular horse. Mark Lewis can do fantastic things with a horse, and he's trained and showed a lot of them. His list of accomplishments is as long as my arm, but he said this is the best horse he's been on. And Mark's about the same age I am. But Metallic Cat speaks for himself. That's the sire of this Showcat. The dam of Showcat is I show expensive. She herself has earned over $160,000. And Showcat, we've shown him in Stock Horse of Texas. We've shown him in NCHA, NRCHA. He is the only son of Metallic Cat that has titles in 9 different disciplines.
Wow.
Everywhere from cutting, ranch cutting, reining, reined cow horse, western pleasure, you name it. He's performed in Stock Horse of Texas and did an exceptional job there. I mean, he is, everything we've thrown at this horse, he's been fantastic at it.
What is western pleasure? I've never heard that. I'm not a big horse person, so.
Well, that one's kind of out of my wheelhouse, too. And that's probably one of the areas that we did because it was Stock Horse of Texas. And sure enough, we did well at it. But it is changing leads, loping, controlling the gate, and also using the horse, stepping over obstacles, opening, shutting gates, and just making sure that all of that is done fundamentally correct with the horse completely under control at all times.
I didn't see that on Yellowstone, so that's the reason why I asked.
No. There might be 2 or 3 things that weren't on Yellowstone.
Well, maybe we'll see them on 4/6s. Who knows when that show comes out.
You never can tell.
Well, so what's the – have you noticed the difference in the feed since you started using it on your horses?
I have. One of the things on our horse deal that's always made it work is that I grow alfalfa. And when you own the grocery store, that makes it work really well. But we have on our performance horses started using total feeds on that. The horses are in great shape. They've got great energy. Showcat has been a total feeds horse for a long time. And I would challenge you to find a better looking horse and a better performing horse than him. I mean, it is a complete total ration. We feed it with grass hay available to them also. But the total feeds has done an outstanding job in our horses' condition and the way they perform. They're doing very, very well.
I got you. Well, Kent, last month, I can't remember exactly how you worded it, but the feed, what's the difference between this feed and alfalfa? Or oats and alfalfa or whatever, because I think oats, they say, a little bit overrated, a little bit, but not much. But
well, oats are kind of overrated, for what you really get. This feed is extruded, and Dr. Anderson can go into this and make you understand this a lot better than I can. But if a person uses this feed, the fear of colic nearly just completely disappears.
Okay.
And it's because of the way that it's digested in the gut. And let's get on to Dr. Anderson so he can explain this stuff.
Well, let's get Dr. Anderson, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let's talk about you first. What's your what is your education and how did Total Feeds become Total Feeds? How's that?
Okay. Well, I'll give you the really condensed version.
Okay.
I grew up on a dairy and cattle and dirt farm in northern North Dakota. I was born in the middle of World War II, so I've kind of seen a lot of things in my lifetime. But I got a bachelor's degree in nutrition from North Dakota State University, Go Bison. And then I went on to get a PhD in nutrition from South Dakota State University. So I'm a pretty much a northern boy. and spent a few years in Wyoming as an extension specialist after I got out of college. So I had some experience there with a lot of variety of things. Then I went to work for Ross and Purina from there and spent 15 years as a feedlot nutritionist and worked with almost everything other than just feedlot. I worked with cow-calf operations and a lot of different things along the way as people asked me questions. So over the last 54 years that I've been out here on the firing line, I've seen and experienced a lot of things and made some mistakes. I will admit that right up front, but have had some successes and have left some fairly good things behind me. And each of the things that I've done with in the feed yard and now in the horse industry. And so that kind of brings me up to speed. But in 2020, a veterinarian asked me, actually he was in Oklahoma, asked me if I could make a formula that would feed every equine that walked the face of the earth, one formula. I said, no, nobody's ever done that, but I think I can. You know, but that time I was getting kind of confident with a lot of stuff. And so I did. Year 2000, I sat down one day and wrote a formula on a piece of paper, a formula that would feed a cell in any body there was. It doesn't matter the species or whether it's young or old or whatever. It would take care of the cell development and regrowth in any organism and put it on a piece of paper. And that was in the year 2000. And today it's the same formula. I haven't changed it. And that kind of then turned into first the horse feed and then other products. But I have one basic formula that feeds every species there is. So I kind of lucked out a little bit.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. In fact, what I wanted to do was make a formula that would take care of the babies, the old animals, the performance animals, whatever they're doing. And I think from my experience out there over the last 20 years now, actually about 17 years since we started extruding it, which I'll explain, but that it is working for everything from newborn babies to the oldest animal, and we're keeping some of these old horses alive way beyond what people expect, well into their 30s, and actually we've had some in their early 40s that they were going to put down because they couldn't eat the hay anymore and they couldn't chew and various things, and we've kept them alive, some of those horses alive for 4, 5, 6 years after they thought the useful life was gone. And so we're pretty proud of being able to do that for the industry.
What is the average lifespan of a horse? 25?
It depends on the breed and how they're used, but somewhere between the late 30s and late 20s and mid-30s would be, I think, a fairly good range of when a lot of these horses go down. There was one horse a few years back that actually documented it was 50 years and 6 months old that was eating our program. One day it just laid down and never woke up. And
it died peacefully, it sounds.
Oh, yeah. They never moved. They said it. They never moved. And I've had donkeys well into their late 40s.
Wow.
Of course, they live longer than horses.
So coming up with this feed mixture that you came up with for equine, what is one thing, because I'm not a horse person. I know how to throw a saddle on. I know how to get on the correct side and all that, but that's it. But what's the one thing you don't want a horse to have?
One thing you don't want a horse to have, and that would be very, very low digestibility hay, which is quite a bit of that in the world.
Right. Yes.
That's what causes a lot of problems wintertime with impaction, colic, and I get calls on that. But that's the only way you can colic a horse on total equine is with extremely low. And coastal Bermuda is probably the worst offender of all. I don't want to offend coastal Bermuda harvesters, but,
right.
But it's the truth. That's the one I get a call about every winter.
Well, we're going to stop right here. We're going to go ahead and take a Taylor Ranch break. And when we come back, I want to get on and talk to you about the benefits of the total equine versus the other horse feeds. Is that all right with you?
That'll work great for me.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Did you know a cow's energy requirement increases 1% for each degree the cattle comfort index is below 32 degrees? And that energy would double to 2% if the animal is wet to the skin. One way to help with that is feeding them with Maxi Gain or Range Max cattle cubes, all available at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Get yours today in bulk or bags. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And follow SEI Agritech on Facebook for ag news and information on their products.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Well, I'll use myself as an example. I go in there, I need oil filters for my tractor or something like that. I'll get the oil filter, whatever I need. Any greases for lubing everything up. If I need some electrical fittings or any type of nuts and bolts to fix something that's broke, I can get it there. Any penetrating oils, I mean, just anything that you need, we can get, we have, or we're going to get for you for any type of agriculture or oil field or just working on something around the house, whatever you need. The other three owners, myself, Ronnie Redd, Casey Miller, Brock Kalk, we're all local guys, been here almost all of our lives. We put back into the community. We love Elk City. When you buy through us, you're buying from somebody that's putting it back into the community instead of going to some big corporate office somewhere out of state. We invest back in the schools. We sponsor stuff all the time, different sports and just whatever. Camrock is the name of the company. We've got what you need for your agriculture or oil field industry, whatever you need. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse. Three local guys just looking to do business with our community.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC. It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
The Big 3 Model Year Clearance Sale is happening now at all seven Lipscomb dealerships. Great big limited time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special 0% financing and discounts of over $11,000 off select Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Save more in the country. Lipscomb, good people, great deals since 1979.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. Beaver, 36 degrees, feels like 28. Dew point's 22, humidity's 54. The winds are out of southwest at 14 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 34 degrees, sunset at 542, 41 today, 19 and cold tonight. Tomorrow, 50% slight chance of snow showers and 39 for a high tomorrow. Well, in the studio with me right now is Mr. Dale Kinnemer, Mr. Kent Watkins from SEI Agritech, and on the phone is Dr. Harry Anderson with Equine Feeds. Welcome back, Doctor. How are you? Did you make it through that break okay? You listened to all them commercials?
Boy, yeah, I enjoy learning what's out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there. Well, let's talk about the benefits of total equine versus other feeds.
Okay. Well, what I will share with you is what I've been had people feedback to me for a lot of years. You know, and because I only have a little specific research on this, but here's one of the benefits that I have documented scientifically and with research, or two benefits. One is that total equine will reduce hay intake, voluntary hay intake, compared to most any other product. I have had nobody tell me that other products do this, and so I feel comfortable saying this, that against most any other product, if you start feeding total equine, your horses will decrease their voluntary hay intake, and this is, you know, grass hay, nothing really fancy, grass hay, by anywhere from 10 to 15 or 20%.
Okay.
And that is because the fermentation is of the hay, which is the only way it can be digested in a horse, is accelerated enough so that they just don't need as much. They get so much more nutrition out of every bite of hay. The other thing is that we hear all the time, and that is the hoof growth is accelerated by about 50 to 100% on horses on total equine. A horse on total equine will typically grow a brand new hoof top to bottom in about between 4 and 5 months. And customers have proven that to me over and over the years. And when they first told me about it, I didn't actually believe them, but it's true. They've documented it for me. The other thing is the mindset. You know, most products that you feed, they would caution you, don't overfeed too much or you're going to have a high-headed horse. Well, just the opposite with total equine. The more you feed, the more calm they become. And I know that just goes against the grain of everything you've been taught. But and here's the reason. And this goes along with another asset. And that is any starch in total equine. And there's starch in all feed products that have any kind of grain in them at all. And any of the starch is processed when we make the feed to the point where it's available for digestion by enzymes in the small intestine, and that it literally can use then all of the starch of it that's in this feed in the small intestine. And why is that important? Because you get 100% of the nutrition out of it. Compared to, someone mentioned feeding oats early on. Oats is, they're a standard bearer of horse feed since I was a fledgling. And they still use oats, whether they're no matter how they're processed, are about 50% digestible. Okay? And corn is cracked, ground, doesn't matter. It's about 50% digestible, maybe less in a lot of cases. So, but total equine, the starch in total equine is basically 100% digestible almost. In fact, there's research showing that extruded feed like this, extruded grain, is as digestible and absorbable as oil. And did you know that oil is the most digestible nutrient you'll ever put in a horse?
Really?
It's almost 100% digested and absorbed. Well, so is extruded grain. It's almost 100% digestible. So then the benefit of this goes along to another question, and that is about colic and founder. If you have no raw starch going into the hind gut. And when you make a pellet, all you do is grind the product fine, push it through a pellet die, and you don't really change the physical structure of the starch or anything like that, which is fine, and that's just what running is. And if that starch is not released and ends up getting into the hind gut, it ferments very quickly, produces carbon dioxide, methane, lactic acid. That's what colics and founders of horse is those a combination of those three products in excessive amounts. If we have all the starch disappear in the small intestine from total equine, it can't do that. And that's just, I think, that simple. That's just basic chemistry is what we're talking about here. So then the other thing that we see is a change of body conformation. That I don't hear other people talk about other products. And that is that horses on total equine, and this is a research project we did, horses on total equine versus a common pelleted product, they decrease their body fat. They increase their muscle mass. And they can change the whole appearance of the horse in about days. You can literally change the appearance of a fluffy horse if you have one that's a little on the fluffy side. They literally shape up and become more muscular looking and more lean. So those are kind of the things we see. And part of this has to do with a special ingredient I use. I have several special ingredients, but one of them is a seaweed that I use that has these attributes. It maintains and this is science also. It actually kills E. coli and some of those bacteria in the gut. That work was done at Texas Tech, and if you change if those bacteria aren't in charge, which they can be at times, you will have a more efficient fiber digestibility, and I think that's what does it. Because there's a research project years ago with this seaweed done at my old alma mater, actually, showing that putting this into cattle diets at that time, but the rumen of a cow and the cecum of a horse and the colon of a horse, they're the same. They're going to do the same thing. Okay, so we can establish that. That this seaweed caused an increase in fiber digestion by 17%, and that's huge, very, very large. So we see part of that effect out there in all these species, especially the horse. So those are the main things that I could go into a little more depth on some of these things, but I think you have other questions.
We got plenty. We got about 15 minutes here, so I bet we'll get it all in. Well, I got to take one more break, but in a performance horse, we hear a lot about tie-up. Explain what that is and causes this and what causes it and how to eliminate that.
Well, tie-up is not just one or two causes. The basic cause is an imbalance or an inadequate of adequacy of the right combination and the right minerals in the bloodstream, or a dehydration. Those are the kind of the main things that will cause tie-up. Now, we can go back to, and this comes out of cattle research again, that if you get the potassium level too high, or the animal cannot handle or process potassium properly, like in PSSM and EPSM and, HYPP, that if you get a buildup of potassium in the bloodstream and the calcium and magnesium levels aren't as high as they need to be to balance it, because you have to keep a ratio of potassium at less than a combination of the calcium and magnesium combined in the diet or in the blood. If that balance gets out of whack, then all of a sudden the animal loses the inability to retract muscle of response in the muscles. I mean the nerve response in the muscles that that tells it to contract, it does not relax. And that it just makes it rigid muscle. So you can cause it by excessive work and hot weather and dehydration. You can, or in winter time, dehydration, you know, when they just don't want to drink. And by the way, if you have horses that don't want to drink, and you're traveling, or even at home in the wintertime, if they're not drinking adequately, fill a bucket of water, take a handful of Toleaf one, throw it in that bucket, and step back and get out of the way. They'll drink that bucket to the bottom.
I got you.
That's a trick that my customers have taught me.
All right. Dr. Anderson, we're going to take a quick break right here. When we come back, we're going to finish up, and we're going to talk about everything from top dress products recommended to be with fed with Total Equine. I got a few people wanting to know about the Total Dog. And,
okay.
And we got all kinds. We'll be right back after this. We're going to take a Data Ranch break, and we'll be right back.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
I got more interested in the engineering part of it when I got to college. Grandpa was an engineer, and he got to be an engineer through correspondence school. He was number 62 in the state of Oklahoma. And Dad did the same thing, and I would collaborate with Dad and get the engineering part of things down. I'd learn from them. I really do like being able to be given a problem and then try to solve it, not in the ordinary way. Give them a little bit of something else. It's a very big challenge, but it's one I like. Cremation is a challenge that's coming up. It's not a regular monument. These are memorials that can be sculptural pieces. Can be in your garden and then move someplace else. You can take them with you. That part for me is really interesting. The name of our company is Willis Granite Products, and our website is willisgranite.com.
Want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks Vapors. Come on, honey. Let's let mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Mangum 37, feels like 33. The winds are out of the west at 5 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 44. Sunset at 542. Sunny and 41. Today, 26 for low tonight. Tomorrow, 50% chance of snow showers, 39 degrees. All cattle are not the same, just like in people, our genetics determine our traits. Some people are tall, some short, some have blonde hair, and so on. It's the same in cattle. Cattle are not the same genetically, especially when it comes to making a good steak. Some cattle just make better steaks than others because they have the right genetics. Taylor Ranch has been working on the carcass genetics for over 17 years to develop animals that excel in both flavor and tenderness to give you that mouth-watering best steak in your life eating experience. They develop every animal as if it were going to be served on their own table. That's Taylor Ranch, selling quarters, halves, or whole beef, third-party verified, all natural and hormone-free, also available. 405-609-4662. Call Mr. Jimmy Taylor at 405-609-4662. Well, in the studio with me right now is Dale Kinnemer, farmer and rancher here in our area here, and Mr. Kent Watkins from SEI Agritech here on South Randall here in Elk City. And on the phone with me is Dr. Harry Anderson with Total Feeds. Welcome back, Dr. Anderson.
Good to be back.
We should have started this like at 11:30. Well, a couple quick questions for you, because I know some people want to, sure, some of the listeners are wanting to hit on the Total Dog, but what top dress products are recommended to be fed with Total Equine?
None.
Okay.
What, and I'm kind of flipping about that, but when I made this formula, what I decided when I was going to do that I was going to make a product so complete in nutrition that nothing need to be added to it from the outside.
Okay.
And I think I accomplished it. And the flexibility of Total Equine, I didn't mention that earlier, and that is that it's so flexible you can feed it at 4 pounds a day or 5 pounds a day plus all the hay they can eat. Or you can feed it at 8 or 9 pounds a day and no hay or grass. And I know that scares a lot of people, but we have people doing it all over the United States.
Well, while we was at break there, was, you know, you hit on taking a handful of the feed and putting in the water and the just get out of the way because the horses are going to drink it if some are not drinking. Well, Kent and Dale was talking about it, and what a lot of people don't know that happens with horses, when you're on the road, and you're changing different water from different areas of the United States because all the water doesn't taste the same, that's a good thing to have along.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it saved a lot of horses from having difficulty digestively when they're on the road.
Yeah, and dehydrating that whole stuff.
You bet.
Can Total Equine be fed to nursing weanling and growing foals? If so,
from what I've seen over time, that Total Equine is probably as good a gestation ration as there is. I can share pictures, and I've done this with Kent. Showed him, you know, a couple of examples of babies born from mares that are fed nothing but hay and Total Equine during the whole gestation period. Feed a little more the last 3 months, but that's a management thing. And when the baby is born, people laugh about how they have a full mane and tail and hard hooves, and they're up. I've got people sending me pictures of babies are up in, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, and within 20 minutes, they're looking for something to eat.
Wow, that's good.
They're very mature physically when they're born.
So is it necessary to feed a joint or ulcer supplement to high-performance horses while feeding Total Equine?
Not really, no. Typically, we don't have any joint problems, but however, once in a while, you strain some of these horses enough, especially for some events, that I don't know how their joints hold up, but they get strained, and especially as they start to mature, they get tender and aging joints, and If they do, I do have one top dress that I have available that for just that purpose. But that's the only time and top dress that you ever need on Total Equine.
Dale was talking about it earlier. I don't know if he wants to talk about it, but you had a mare that you was putting out a surf, not down, but just out of having babies. You switched her to total equine. What happened?
Yeah, there was a mare that we've got, a 20-year-old mare, a year ago. She lost her foal, had an infection due to her age and her condition, and we tried all kinds of stuff, and this was right before I reintroduced myself to Dr. Anderson. We could not get flesh back on the mare, and we just said, well, we're going to take as good care of her as we can and let her live out her days on the back 40.
Right.
As soon as I reintroduced myself to Dr. Anderson down at Lexington, well, I got some total equine. We began using it, giving it to this mare at about 4 pounds per day. She gained weight. This last spring, we noticed that she was cycling again, and she's in foal and due in March. Looks better than she has since we've had her.
Great. Well, that's proof of it right there, huh, Dr. Anderson?
You bet. And to follow up on Dale's comments is that we have many stories about revitalizing the semen production from old studs well into their 20s that have been gone sterile, and we get them back. And we have story after story about old mares that become an estrus in their late teens and early 20s a lot of times, and we brought them back to full fertility, and they've had babies.
I got you. Let's talk a second about another feed for dogs. We got some listeners out there wanting to hear what you have to say about your total dog.
Total Canine is a product, and every one of these products that I have are products that people have asked me to create because they saw what they did with the original product. But Total Canine is a very high performance product for dogs, but it is kind of middle of the road nutritionally, and it is a middle of the road pricing. But so here's what it is: it has exactly the same micro package as the horse feed, the bull feed, the goat feed, the calf feed, whatever, because it works so well. And here's what people tell me about it: it's not a particularly high protein or high fat, but that is not of real consequence, because people say that, well, you have too much fat or you have too much protein, we'll feed less of it. Or you don't have enough fat or you don't have enough protein, feed more of it. You know, to me, it's kind of logical. I'm being flippant here. But
I like it. You sound like me.
Yeah, but it has the same technology and what I didn't talk about was the trace minerals. You know, trace minerals are so critical. They're the key to my whole program. In fact, I think trace minerals are underrated as far as their importance in the whole metabolic and physiological part of our bodies. And I use nothing but chelated trace minerals, which are the most biologically available. They are absorbed better than any other form of minerals out there. And they're kind of expensive, but I don't care, because I don't want to give you as a customer anything that isn't exactly the maximum of efficiency, and that's what it is. So those in dogs, and there's research by the trace mineral company that I buy from to showing how dogs perform better when they're on this chelated form of trace mineral, because you realize that some of the minerals are just not very absorbable. Like zinc oxide is like 15% available to the animal. You know, why use it? Zinc sulfate is about 50 to 60%. Why use it when the chelated trace minerals are, I can't say 100% available, but they're close to it, because they're the only form that are absorbed in the middle of the small intestine, so they have a lot more time and a lot more ability to be absorbed and get into the system, and there's no reaction in the body, my body or yours or any animal's body, that doesn't require one or more trace minerals in order to start the reaction to do what it's supposed to do. So that's how critical they are, and that's why I will only use the best and the most available there is.
Well, Dr. Anderson, the music's playing. We used up the whole show. You can check out Total Feeds at totalfeedsinc.com, or you can get them right here in Elk City at SEI Agritech, right here on South Randall. Kent, Dale, Dr. Anderson, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you a lot.
Have a great day.
Anybody want to call me, just call me and I'll talk to anybody.
All right. Thank you very much.
Kicking it with your best buds. That's what country sounds like. 96.5 KECO, Elk City.
Wildfires burn out of control around Los Angeles, now blamed for at least two deaths and multiple injuries.